Today is Sunday, the 28th of September, beginning the 26th week of Ordinary Time. Ex Cathedra, directed by Geoffrey Skidmore, Sing Dulce Gesu Mio. My sweet Jesus, look with mercy on my soul. This is not the prayer of someone proud or haughty or self-satisfied, but of a person aware that they have weaknesses and shortcomings, aware that they cannot do without the help and the love and the mercy of God. Today's reading is from St. Paul's first letter to Timothy.
But as for you, man of God, shun all this. Pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, gentleness. Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called, and for which you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. In the presence of God, who gives life to all things, and of Jesus Christ, who, in his testimony before Pontius Pilate, made the good confession, I charge you to keep the commandment without spot or blame until the manifestation of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he will bring about at the right time. He who is the blessed and only Sovereign, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. It is he alone who has immortality and dwells in unapproachable light, whom no one has ever seen or can see. To him be honour and eternal dominion. Amen.
One of the words in the list of qualities that a man or woman of God should aspire to is gentleness. What does the word gentleness evoke for you? Jesus said that he was gentle and humble in heart. It's the same Greek word that's used here. That word here also implies consideration, meekness, humility, calm, and a kind of gentle strength. It's not about weakness then, in spite of how some of these words are today understood. There is a power that can be expressed kindly, gently, calmly. Where do you see this power in Jesus? What would it be like if all leaders had more of this quality? What if everyone who posted on social media aspired to this gentleness? And you? Where might you practice this kind of gentleness? Jesus, who dwells in unapproachable light, is also the one who says, "Come to me, learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart." We listen again to the letter to Timothy. If you feel lacking in any of the qualities mentioned, just notice that for now. Gently.
But as for you, man of God, shun all this. Pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, gentleness. Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called, and for which you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. In the presence of God, who gives life to all things, and of Jesus Christ, who, in his testimony before Pontius Pilate, made the good confession, I charge you to keep the commandment without spot or blame until the manifestation of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he will bring about at the right time. He who is the blessed and only sovereign, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. It is he alone who has immortality and dwells in unapproachable light, whom no one has ever seen or can see. To him be honor and eternal dominion. Amen.
Jesus invites us to learn from him by coming to him. So, this isn't about us straining to be gentler, which might be counterproductive anyway. He will teach us his gentleness if we come to him. Spend a bit of time now with the gentle Jesus who confronted the Empire of Rome. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end.
Amen.